السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam and in humanity, in case you're not a Muslim. Last many days, reflection. To your reflection, reflection in my life, reflection about the surrounding. When you get older, things will happen. Sometimes you feel ill. Sometimes the illness gives you pain or discomfort. Sometimes you feel fatigue and weak. To the point you have no appetite. You don't feel like eating. All of a sudden, all this pleasure of eating or drinking or anything, it diminished. And all of a sudden you're thinking and reflection is different. And all of a sudden, all you care about, a peaceful death, a peaceful ending, and most of all, hopefully, if you have some iman, you think about the journey after death, the journey of the grave, and hopefully you beg Allah to give you a good ending with His pleasure and peaceful ending in the time of death and after death, a dignified death and a peaceful journey in the grave and the soul. All of a sudden, you're really thinking about Akhirah, which is supposed to be a journey. You go through it in your life. But when you study the warning about dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us about dunya. And he encouraged us about akhirah. And akhirah is the real life. Allah repeat this message over and over again. I was thinking about the reflection of different brother and sister. And when I look at it, it's just like all our condition, we become indulged in dunya to the point we try to find a way how to get out. It's almost like dunya become like a sticky glue, very strong. You try to get one limb and another limb is stuck. You try to release one and another one is stuck. You're thinking you can, but it's very difficult. To the point, almost, you cannot. In meantime, I was watching the news because obligation to see the condition of the Ummah and the condition of mankind and how Allah paralyzed some area with flood, some area with snow, some area with drowning, some area was calamity. And I was watching the condition of our brother and sister in Islam all over and in humanity, the one who suffer. And they all running for a little bit of peace and shelter and food. And when they run, all they want, shelter and food. What about the future? Shelter and food, what is my future? And in the meantime, those who immigrate and able to make it in Europe or America or Canada or whatever, some beautiful, successful story about how much they already integrated and they established their life and you have business success, life success, you name it. And it hit me. Life success, business success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprive you from life. And now I'm going back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take dunya out of me. But I'm immigrating for dunya. And it hit me. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said, whoever immigrate to dunya, he immigrate to dunya. Whoever immigrate to a woman to marry, or a life to grab, his immigration of what he intend to immigrate to. And whoever immigrate to Allah wa Rasuluh, he immigrate to Allah wa Rasuluh. The hadith, you can find it in the topic of niyyah, the topic of ikhlas, the topic of immigration. And the main concepts in here is the niyyah. What is my niyyah for? And I saw a glimpse of another program, and the anchor go to different people from different country, different place, and ask, do you think about death? What do you think about death? How you want to die? How you wish to die? And how people have different answer? And the majority, they said, yes, I think about it. Some said, I don't want to think about it. Some, they said, I wish to have a peaceful death. Some even said, I wish for a sudden death. Some said, I wish even unknown death. And when I listened, even the anchor one time, he said, what about when you're laughing or watching television? Do you want to die in this condition? And some people said, yeah, it's easy. I don't want to have a pain. And I said, subhanallah, all what I share with you is a sign of ghafla, big time, heedlessness. And in the meantime, I see another people, all they worry about it, food, shelter, food, shelter, food, shelter, what we're going to do, what we're going to eat, and the preparation of the food. And I remember the hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, about the belly, and about food, and about the fitna of money and dunya. And I go back to myself. I said, subhanallah, this not akhirah. Because when you study Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking and advises a companion, they live for a goal and a purpose to elevate the deen of Allah, to establish the deen of Allah, to spread justice in earth, to spread peace and tranquility, to allow the people to know their own creator, to worship him, to believe in him, to obey him. This was the purpose. Because he know, according to our teaching and the truth, is his life is very short, we're going to die, and we're going to meet our Lord, and we're going to be accountable of our action, about our time, about our money. I prayed Salatul Janazah yesterday over a dead person, Rahmatullahi alayhi. And me next. Me next. You next. All of us next. And all what I talk about it, is an absence of belief, absence of akhirah, absence of the purpose of life. Is a meal, it become a purpose. To have a meal become a purpose. And dessert is another purpose. And digest is another purpose. We really drowning big time in dunya. May Allah save me and save you and save all of us and make us a people of akhirah. Why? Just because I want to die a peaceful death? It does become even the purpose? This how it becomes selfish even? SubhanAllah. When I look at it, the absence of purpose. When the purpose of everything become, especially like Rasulullah said, everything become upside down. Food, shelter, sleeping is all necessity, but not a purpose. The purpose of life is not sleeping. The purpose of life is not eating. The purpose in life is not marriage. The purpose in life is not having kids. The purpose in life is not successful lifestyle. The purpose in life, how do I recognize who is my creator? Believe in him, worship him, obey him, do whatever it takes according to him and the teaching of his prophet to elevate his name and spread the mercy and happiness and peace to mankind by getting closer to the Creator and do whatever it takes to grab this opportunity called life before I die. And I have no another chance. Death is not if, is when. It's coming. Me and you, young and old, healthy and sick. And not only the death, is the death become now a goal also? Or the whole journey of Islam about the journey after death? And how I exceed and to excel and reach the highest level in Jannah. Look at the people today, how much we're willing to pay for property, prime property, successful job, successful marriage. I don't understand until now what meaning successful marriage. According to the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know successful marriage, when I marry a woman can lead me to Jannah, or I marry a man can lead me to Jannah. They support me to this journey, to help me out to this journey. This is a successful marriage. And if Allah accept, He give me a progeny to carry the message to when we die, they carry the message and spread the message. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all the truth become false. False become the truth. Lie become truth. Truth become a lie. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talk about it in the end of time. And we shrinking our deen, our belief, to just a few elements, and the rest is not there. The companion of Rasulullah ﷺ day and night, all they dream about it, how Allah can take them in a good ending, after they did their job, and to be the companion of their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their beloved Prophet, in Jannah. Look at their aim. Look at their aim. Another people even aim high. How I can be among those who see Allah and Allah look at me and be pleased with me and smile to me? My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. We in it and we glue it in it big time. To the point, all our goal now, how to get out of the glue. And we forget. If I keep thinking how I get out of the glue, I will never get out of the glue, which is dunya. But if I think about akhirah and believe in akhirah, and the belief of akhirah is really very strong, it become like a solvent. It will dissolve the glue in no time. And all of a sudden, this strong glue is not strong glue anymore. It become like nothing. Because akhirah, when it come with the strength of the belief and bounty of akhirah, it make this glue not exist even. And set me free from the glue of dunya in no time. But I have to immigrate to akhirah. I have to think over about the purpose of life, the purpose of breathing, the purpose of eating, the purpose of sleeping, the purpose of everything, and keeping my eyes in the goal. How I have a dignified death with the pleasure of Allah, and how I have a journey of a dignified journey after death, and how Allah can dignify me and elevate me yawm al-qiyamah, and hopefully insha'Allah make me among those who are in the rank of Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, with Messenger Prophet, who will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. My dear brother and sister in Islam, purpose. Think about the purpose of anything you do and everything you, the way even you breathe. It will make your life different. It will make your thought different. Get akhirah in your heart quick to dissolve the dunya before it's too late, because we in it. But believe me, akhirah can dissolve dunya in no time. You do not need long time to dissolve the glue of dunya. It can take a moment of iman, a moment of belonging to Allah. Do you have to get sick? Do you have to get elder? Do you have to get pain? Do you have to get discomfort? Do you have to lose appetite by diseases? Believe it or not, akhirah make you have no appetite except for akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of akhirah. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنتم خلقتم للآخرة والدنيا خلقت لكم. You have been created for akhirah, and dunya is created for you, meaning as a tool, just a tool to reach akhirah. Again, O Allah, I am weak and you're strong. Give me strength from you, Ya Allah. I am poor and you're rich. Make me rich with you, Ya Allah, not with dunya. O Allah, guide me. Give me light, give me wisdom, give me basira. Give me strength against myself, against my shayateen, against the temptation, against everything. Support me, Allah. Be with me and don't be against me. Be pleased with me and don't be angry at me. Increase your bounty to me and don't make this dunya a my musibah. Don't make me a fitna or causing fitna and then make me spread fitna. Oh Allah, save me, Ya Allah, and give me good ending with your pleasure, Ya Allah. Make me live with the purpose of elevating your name, alleviating the suffering of other. Oh Allah, fill my heart with Iman and loving you, and loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and loving your deen, and loving Muslimin, and loving goodness. Oh Allah, elevate me with you, strengthen me with you, make me rich with you, make me belong to you, and don't cut the rope between me and you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I only own my niyyah and make my niyyah purified toward you, Ya Allah, and give me strength to live it. Oh Allah, I'm so weak. I do not own except my dua now, Ya Allah. Accept my dua to me and to all the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wake them up from their slumber, Ya Allah. Help them, Ya Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. If you're not going to guide us, who will guide us, Ya Allah? If you're not going to support us, Ya Allah, who will support us, Ya Allah? We cannot do it without you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you in every breath and every moment in our life, Ya Allah. And don't make the decoration of dunya to attach us to dunya, Ya Allah, and make it a source of ability to come to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you saw the condition of the ummah. Make us a part of alleviating the suffering of other, elevating your name, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, please, Ya Allah, give me good ending, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in our life. May Allah put barakah in our death and life after death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this dunya witness to us, not against us. May Allah allow all the meals and everything we eat and we drink witness to us, not against us. And may Allah make us among dhakirin, shakirin, musabbihin, hamidin, sajidin, mustaghfirin, تائبين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.